Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Rude Boys proudly present the newest episode of the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus, episode 84. And here are your boys. That kind of felt a little flat,
kind
but
of
whatever.
I kind of feel like you should have saved that for a Russell special.
No, the Russell special is your... I gotta get a little in. Never mind.
That's all Chris can offer is a portion.
Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah, Spock!
Okay. Yeah, Nation, we're back. Rude Boys,
always
back again. 84, the episode. We were talking
were
about
you
the
born
one
in 84?
I was born in 85.
Yeah, close enough.
I mean, it's a number off, so.
It is.
All right, yes, it is.
Shut up!
All right. We were going to do Trade in the Backs, but you know, we need a little extra time. We, meaning me, need a little extra time.
I did
no,
too.
We, because I give you a whole shitload of books late. And it was your birthday week, so, it, I mean, you know, you need to fucking chill and enjoy yourself, man.
I really have. It's just been fun
so it's
hanging out. Drinking, yes.
Good.
Oof, man.
That's it, Tommy. And we got so a cash bash that we're prepping for
her
recording.
Yep.
That's going to be live. I hope you joined us, Rude Nation. If not, I'm sure we'll put that episode out whenever we can.
Somewhere.
But
in the interwebs.
We are back, baby. Back in the recording studio. Not that we ever left, but we're here.
We never leave this fucking studio.
Never, no, absolutely not.
Well, it's safe, you know.
It is safe. It's comforting. It's nice.
It's a safe spot. I don't need to tell people where, and show people on a teddy bear where I've been, you know, touched in a no-no spot. Ha ha. Ha ha. That's not the only thing that fell flat. Yup. Chris is trying to soundboard and it's completely failing. Nope.
Oh, man.
Oh, batteries are dead.
Batteries are dead. Oh. R.I.P.
Womp, womp.
Keeping it all in.
Power.
Hey, let's move on over to who's in your mouth?
Miller Lite.
Here we go.
A fine Pilsner beer.
Sure,
every time. Every goddamn time.
Every goddamn time.
Established in...
We were looking for a year last
1855.
Time. 1855. Okay. Delicious Miller brand
Chris,
beer.
Who's in your
mouth? Who's in my
mouth?
I've got Corona in my mouth. Oh, I mean, whoops. I have a Corona Extra. It is a cerveza. That is what Mexicans call beer. And it is beer. I'm drinking beer.
It's piss.
It's fine.
It's piss.
It's used to the Sherm seal of approval, baby. It's
fine.
Clink and thought it up, Tommy. There we go. I mean, Corona, I know you could use all the good PR. Let us know. We will turn the Corona train around.
I don't know. I see a lot of people buying Corona when I go to 7-Elevens and such.
Yeah, because it is a quality beer, brewed and bottled in Cervecia Modelo, Mexico.
I thought it was like brewed somewhere in New York.
It's imported from Mexico, according to this bottle.
Uh-huh.
And bottles don't lie, do you? Bottle
much like
you
the internet.
Lie to me. Let's just move on.
Okay,
we got nowhere else to go.
No.
Let's do it. Blue Creek News Time.
We are going to blitzkrieg it up, and we are going to start in games as we always do.
Mm-hmm.
We got some stuff. Yep. Gurgle it like
Tommy, you're not prepared right now?
How?
Were you just vamping?
Do I have notes?
Yeah, like right now. But like 3 seconds ago, did you head on have notes?
No, they were open.
Uh-huh.
I can dual screen.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I bet.
Okay, Xbox. Starting off with games.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Why don't you give us a surprise Nintendo announcement?
So there were some surprise Nintendo announcements. Yeah, so Nintendo's been kind of foregoing their whole traditional Nintendo Directs.
Sure.
They've been doing these monthly partner Directs where they just kind of talk about like third-party games and, in this case, a little bit of first-party stuff. And I want to just talk about some good stuff that came out of this. No More Heroes, which is a franchise I liked, came out on the Wii. It was done by Suda51. It's all waggly, cel-shaded. It's fun stuff. Really selling it. It's out on the Switch. It came out that day.
Is it fine?
It's fun. Actually, came out on the Switch. Both 1 and 2 are out on the Switch. Okay. 3 is still slated to come out 2021. It got delayed thanks to Corona. Not the beer. The beer is fantastic. I'm talking about that yucky respiratory disease.
And the yucky beer.
We're trying to get a sponsorship. Shut the fuck up. Another big thing that came out was the game Control, which is this fucking, like, current-gen, high-def... It was a lot of people's games of the year last year. It's coming out for Switch. However, it's the cloud version, so you have to be online. You're basically streaming it as you go. There's like a free demo, quote-unquote, that really just kind of tests your internet connection that you can download. And if your internet connection is good enough, for like 5 minutes or something like that, you're allowed to buy the game.
Oh, this is the shit I thought was free.
Yes. Right. Because, again, they don't want you to be like, oh, I'm going to spend $40, $50, $60 on this game, and then it doesn't play, and now you're pissing and moaning to the world. Like, they're like, nah, we're going to give you a fair shake. Give it a shot. If it works, then you have the possibility to download
internet
it and play.
Will still pick.
Oh, well, that's absolutely for real. Another thing that got announced that was like kind of like a shadow drop day and date is the playable demo for Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity, the new one coming out in a couple weeks. And the demo's pretty cool. It's the whole first chapter, and apparently all the save data moves on to the new game when you get it. And man, oh man, there's like time travel involved and stuff like that. Kind of a little tricky when you bring in time travel into an established franchise that doesn't really have a whole lot of time travel, but I'll talk more about it when the game comes out. Play the demo. If you like the Warriors-style games, or you like Breath of the Wild, give it a shot. If you like Zelda games, if you like games, you like America, you like beer, play this game. What else we got, Tommy?
Well, that's it in games.
Okay, cool.
Nothing in comics.
Nothing in comics. Big shock. This
movies! Michael B. Jordan to direct Creed 3. Pretty cool.
Cool.
Creed movies, part of the Rocky franchise. Mm-hmm. Even though it's its own franchise.
Sure. It's like a sub-franchise.
Yeah,
spin-off franchise.
Exactly.
A reboot franchise. But it's all in the same universe.
It's fucking good, man.
Sure.
It really is. I really enjoy the fuck out of it.
Right.
We're going to move on to TV.
Uh-huh.
Oscar Isaac in talks for Moon Knight. I almost said Moon Knight. For some reason.
Moon Knight.
Oh.
That's when we get a voice soundboard.
Yeah, right?
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Okay, stop it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah, so I put this on.
Went off the fucking deep
end. It really did, yeah.
We're only 5 minutes in.
I put this in, something like that. I put this on the notes because I feel like we got to talk about it. Now, all this Disney Plus Marvel stuff was great. It was all like Variety posted this, or Deadline, you know, like the Tatiana, the actress who's going to be playing She-Hulk, and the young actress who's going to play Kamala Khan.
Sure.
And now Oscar Isaac is in talks to play Moon Knight. None of this shit is fucking confirmed. Because now all the actors and actresses, even the dude who was quote unquote pegged to play Kang, was like, yeah, I heard that too. That's pretty wild, you know?
It's Kang!
This is Kang's voice? I forget.
Kang the Conqueror!
Michael Morbius!
Kang!
God damn it. Off the rails, you're right.
I
feel like we're gonna talk about it because it's newsworthy, but is it true? I don't know! Until Kevin Feige comes out on a fucking stage and says, here are the Disney Plus stars.
Figure it out!
For Phase 4.
Right,
and
exactly.
Then we are like off to the races. But for right now, nobody fucking knows. Is it gonna be Keanu Reeves? Is it gonna be Daniel Radcliffe? Is it gonna be Shia LaBeouf? Is it gonna be Oscar Isaac? Nobody knows. So. We'll find out, but hey, he might be Moon Knight. Cool.
Great. Moving along. Tiny Toons, the newest 90s reboot.
Yep, I think it's coming to HBO Max, which is obviously hand-in-hand with like Cartoon Network and shit like that. So, And Warner Brothers, too, for that matter.
Yes.
Cool. There we go. Also, the Animaniacs reboot is hitting Hulu, I think, later this month.
I think so.
So, there you go, baby. 90s, come back.
Sony to buy Crunchyroll.
So Crunchyroll is a anime streaming service, and they're looking to buy it up after they bought Funimation, I think, a couple years ago. So,
cool.
Yeah, they're going to have that. That's good for them, I guess. I don't know.
Boba Fett miniseries.
Boba Fett miniseries. So, Nation, if you have not watched The Mandalorian Season 2 yet, you should watch The Mandalorian Season 2. And then, when you're done watching that, you should go to our YouTube page, bit.ly/rudeboysrudetube, all lowercase, Yes, we have a YouTube, Nation. Yes, we have a YouTube, Tommy.
I didn't say anything.
And watch our episodes of Rude Boys Reacts, where me and Tom talk about the episodes of The Mandalorian. And now, once you're done with all of that, you can now fantasize yourself a Boba Fett miniseries, because that's going to be happening. On Disney Plus, obviously, yeah. Might push back Season 3 production a little bit, but Boba Fett, baby. Boba Fett, where? And then he hits into a Sarlacc pit, and then he shows up 30 years later on the Dune Sea by the free town of Mos Vespa. I don't remember what the fuck
it was. No, isn't it like Mos Porker?
Mos Poker?
Yeah.
Okay.
More poker.
Sure.
Wrestling.
Okay.
There's some sort of AAA Marvel crossover happening.
Yeah, so Marvel Comics Entertainment, however you want to call it, that big conglomerate.
Marvel Comics.
And I don't know if you've heard of it. And the AAA, which is a Mexican Lucha Libre promotion.
Yes.
Wrestling. They are teaming up to make a like crossover wrestling lucha characters mixed with Marvel superheroes. I know there's Funko Pops. There's Funko Pops for everything. There's going to be Funko Pops for these characters.
No.
Are there going to be comics for these characters? I'm not too sure. I think, actually, there's real-life wrestlers who are going to be wrestling under these characters. So, that's pretty cool. You got one for, like, Captain America and Spider-Man and Venom and Wolverine and stuff like that. I'll show you the pictures when we're off-air, Tommy.
Sure.
But it's kind of cool. It's like, alright, I didn't think you were going to do that, but...
Yeah.
Cool. I guess if Marvel's going to team up with any wrestling promotion in the world, it's AAA. Womp womp. I don't know. Good for you, Marvel.
Yeah. Why not?
AAA.
Nothing in et cetera.
I was drinking, sorry.
Coronamania,
Tommy.
Well, actually, I guess there could be something in et cetera.
Is there? What do you got? This is Tom going off the rails right now, so here we go.
R.I.P. Sir Sean Connery.
Yes.
Died last Saturday.
October
31st. Yep. At the grand old age of 90 years old.
It's a shame.
It is.
But he lived a long, successful life,
yeah.
I would think. Most famously known, I'd imagine, as James Bond.
Absolutely.
Put him on the map, or solidified him on the map. And from what I've heard in the business, in the Hollywood, he's been a stand-up guy. Just
yep.
a fucking grade-A gentleman. Yeah, so, I mean, Sean
R.I.P.
Connery, R.I.P., rest in power.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Tom.
You're welcome for that.
Yes.
All right, so now we'll move on to Coronamania.
Yes, let's move on to Coronamania.
Cyberpunk 2077 delayed again to December. This game's never coming
I knew
out.
As soon as you said these words, you would also say that. Yes.
Yeah.
It kind of, I mean, their reasoning behind delaying it is because they have a PS4 version, a PS5 version, an Xbox One version, an Xbox Series X version, a PC version, a version for
yep.
Stadia,
yep.
a version on the fucking game.com, a version on your fucking Casio keyboard, and a version on test. So
I want a version on my Casio calculator watch.
Okay, well, you have to reach out to CD Projekt Red
okay.
and see if you can make that happen. But those SKUs that are legitimately coming out, they need to still test and make sure all that shit's great. The game is gold, which means that the code is done. There'll still be patches, of course, and there'll still be crunch, so y'all should fucking unionize. And that's all I gotta say about that. If anyone's interested in hype with this game, let us know. It's not something that I think your boys are going to feature heavily on. Kind of curious. I know Tom dabbled with Witcher for 23 minutes and then promptly threw it out the window or whatever you did.
I didn't promptly throw it out the window.
What
I
did you do?
I deleted it from
oh.
my life.
Oh, okay. So, yes.
Yeah.
Out of the figurative window.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
There's only one game that I almost threw out the window, but I didn't because it was a copy of yours. I
appreciate that. Thank you.
You're
we
welcome.
Don't need to get into that.
Yeah.
What else is on Coronamania?
Coronamania, Far Cry and Rainbow Six delayed to fiscal year 2021.
Sure. So somewhere between this April to next March. Basically, it's missing their calendar year financially, Ubisoft we're talking about. Again, two big titles coming out for next gen, possibly I think also current gen. Again, we're saying current gen as far as the PS4, Xbox One
mm-hmm.
series, because again, Nation, it's fucking Series X debut day on the 10th. And we also got PS5 coming out on the 12th.
Ooh!
And a Rude Boys Top 10 coming out the 10th as well. Ooh! 10th of the month! Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, 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 big week for the nation.
Oh boy.
Those games ain't coming out.
Never. Fantastic Beasts 3 delayed to summer of 2022.
Yes.
Possibly longer because now Johnny Depp is not coming back.
Definitely because of that. Johnny Depp's been going through some personal troubles, which we're not going to get into because I don't really want to dwell upon that stuff. But regardless, he has stepped down from the cast as Grindelwald.
Yes.
So therefore, that movie is pushed back a couple a year or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Beasts movies are fine.
They
got some cool effects.
They're a cute side story.
Yeah, they're cute. It's fine. Obviously, not the worst thing to happen with this universe out in real life. But what are you gonna do? Which we won't get into either. So we got some notable nerdiversaries this episode that we're going to discuss. So we're Nation taking it back. Anything that was big and hype and hot right now between November 10th to November 24th.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, it has been a good season in general for video game console releases.
Nice.
First up.
Okay.
Actually, first off, I just want to say the game 999 came out on 11/16 in 2010, so 10-year anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Part of the Nonary Games. It's like a visual novel, very graphic,
okay.
Very a dude explodes and you get descriptions on where and how he exploded. Like it is,
huh?
It is good shit. I remember playing this game, Tommy, when we worked together at this time in Command. 2010? No, right?
2010? No, I started 2011.
So I was driving. I was in a work van. I had my DS with me, and I shit you not, every red light I would hit, I'd pull the game out, and I'm just like, I gotta keep going. I was addicted to this game.
Huh.
Yeah, fucking amazing game. 999. Nine persons, 9 hours, 9 doors. Something like that, to that extent. It's great.
Interesting.
I love it.
Never heard of it.
Let's get to the game console releases. We're gonna go chronologically just based off of date, because that's exactly how I have it.
Okay.
2001, the first Xbox came out on 11/15.
Woo!
So 19 years ago. 11, same date, but 12 years later, so 2013, November 15th, the PlayStation 4 came out.
Whoa!
Oh, 7 years ago, 7th anniversary, what's up there, PlayStation 4? November 17th, 2006, the PlayStation 3, U.S. release. We don't talk about U.S. dates here, come on now.
Whoa!
Except later, but whatever. PlayStation 3, Tommy. PlayStation 3 didn't really hit our top 10 list.
No.
Any quick PS3 memories you got there?
I
know having X-Men Arcade.
Yeah,
is dope.
Really? That was that and having Symphony of the Night again.
Sure.
Yeah.
Moving on to November 18th. That's a big Nintendo date. The GameCube came out in 2001.
Whoa.
That was my first game console that I bought that day. The N64, maybe the Game Boy Advance, actually, I might have bought launch day, but...
We're talking consoles, not
exactly.
Handheld systems.
Exactly. Hey, shut the fuck up. I'm just telling you my life,
No one cares about your life.
Wow. Why don't I just shut this fucking recording off now, then?
All right, cool.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops. Shortest episode ever. The GameCube. GameCube hit our top 10, so we'll talk about that on our Rude Boys top 10. The Wii U, though, came out that same date in 2012. Wii U kind of really missed the ball there. Nintendo had the popularity of the Wii and kind of squandered it.
Yeah.
But thank God for the Wii U, because now we have the Switch. You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
So they took that idea and then perfected it and made the Switch. But the Wii U also didn't make our top 10.
Nope.
Any Wii U memories? I loved Mario Odyssey. Super Mario 3D World.
I had Wind Waker version.
Wind Waker HD, a fantastic game. Nintendo Land, Splatoon got that start there. Everybody loves Devil's Third, so it's a good console, you know?
Was it Brawl? Was on
Super Smash? No, actually, fun fact, the Smash Brothers that came out for Wii U was entitled Super Smash Brothers for Wii U.
Oh.
Yeah, go figure.
I remember playing that.
Yep. Good. November 19th, the Wii, the U.S. release date in 2006. Whoa! And I remember this because I worked in retail at the time, and that weekend, people were lining up for the PlayStation 3 and the Nintendo Wii. Uh-huh. And let me tell you this, working at a big box retailer, such as Target,
Whoa!
Name drop! Beep, 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 beep. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. The line for the PlayStation 3 and its $800 price tag or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Garnered more people than a Nintendo console right off of the GameCube.
Right.
And then go figure, the Wii fucking made money hand over fist.
Yeah.
Thanks to it capturing the casual market. And I can tell you that in that Target that I was working in, there were literally two PS3s that we had.
Wow.
That was all we got in stock. Because, again, there were fucking hefty-ass price tag.
Yeah.
And maybe like 20 Wiis or something like that. And everything was sold out. And thankfully, I still got a Wii that day, but it had to be from a different Target. I couldn't put it aside, those scumbags.
Hey.
Motherfuckers. Still got it.
So. All right. Well, moving on. It was 2006. Get over it.
Very good. November 21st,
uh-huh.
The Super Nintendo Entertainment System and its pack-in title, Super Mario World, came out in Japan, 1990.
Wow.
So, there you go. The Nintendo entering the 16-bit generation with one of the best games of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. The Super Nintendo. I mean, again, you'll hear all about it on the Rude Boys Top 10.
Exactly, yes.
So,
something else you hear about on the Rude Boys Top 10?
What's that, Chris?
On November 22nd, 2005, uh-huh. The Xbox 360 graced the shores of North America.
Whoa!
I know, my God! Xbox Live!
Crazy.
Geometry Wars! Other things, I don't know. Well, but it made our top 10, so you hear about all those memories again.
Hell yeah.
And that same day, but doing the math real quick, 8 years in the future, so 2013, the Xbox One came out. November is obviously the big console release window.
Well, yeah, because you got
right before Christmas,
yeah,
baby.
You got the holidays.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, right around the corner.
Yep.
So
I mean, you got big fucking console releases from really the three main console manufacturers in 2020, doing it fucking 30 years ago.
Yeah. It's just crazy how things have not really changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
history,
like,
history is cyclical, my friend.
Yeah. It's crazy that, you know, that we're going to have those insane, probably not lines, because from what I've heard that, you know, pre-ordering both systems has kind of sucked.
Yeah. That's something else, man. Like, I mean, the last console that I rushed to pre-order was mm-hmm. the Switch.
Okay, yeah.
And, I mean, I remember I was sitting, I think I took the day off from work just to make sure I got it in, because there was a big announcement in Japan about the Switch, and I knew pre-orders were going to happen when that launched, because, like, it was in January of that year, and then it was coming out in March. But, you know, the price was coming out, so all the retailers would have pulled the trigger on their pre-orders. Excuse me. And I think I locked in my pre-orders in, like, three different places just to make sure I was good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I was
crazy.
Fucking hardcore, baby. But that is it for the Notable Nerdiversaries. It's going to be weird, man. In a year's time, if we're still doing fucking the Notable Nerdiversaries,
uh-huh.
it's going to be all this plus the PS5 plus the Xbox Series X.
Crazy, and probably still won't have played either system.
We shall see.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll do a little catch up.
Let's do some catch up, Tommy.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? So we're in the Rude-tober hangover phase.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of gearing up for Thanksgiving, November, that whole shit.
Yeah.
Election season's got us bogged down. We're glued to our devices, trying to watch this shit. But yep. We're also trying to have fun. You know.
Always having fun, man.
Always gotta have
I'm
fun.
I'm always having
I mean?
Fun in this life.
So any sort of Rootober residuals you want to talk about?
I watched The Ritual.
The Ritual.
Netflix.
I've seen this on Netflix. Sure.
I liked it. I dug it a lot. It's that fucking creature, man.
Yes, but you don't really see it until like right at the end either.
No, but like, you know, you see bits of it.
Yeah.
At, you know,
at points.
Definitely.
Excuse me.
Goodness, so, we're keeping you up, Tommy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Burned out this week, man. Burned out.
Burnt off of this week, you're out on vacation. Sure, okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
Just because I'm huffing glue all day? What the fuck?
Just because I'm on vacation doesn't mean I stop moving.
I understand that.
I don't think you do. Anyway, this movie, definitely a lot of fun.
Okay.
There were definitely a lot of, like, oh shit moments. Like, yeah. What is going on? Like, when the one friend is, like, strung up in the tree,
mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, okay. All right, cool. And then just, like, the end, like, that primal scream. Nation, brutal, I haven't seen it, like, 5 years, too bad.
Yeah, but, I mean, you didn't really spoil much.
No.
I mean, it's, you didn't really talk about the plot or anything, which is good, but, you know, it was a good movie. It had good moments, and pretty spooky. Pretty spooky.
What about you? Any Rootober hangovers?
Well, since you're funny, you mentioned we watched something. I watched something for the first time, my man, and on Halloween Day, we watched Halloween, the first movie, 1978, a John Carpenter classic. It was my first time watching this, and Tommy, this is 50th, 60th, 80th time you've seen Halloween?
Oh, God, I can't even count.
Okay.
Like, yes.
One of your favorite movies?
Absolutely.
You love the franchise?
Uh-huh.
Check out last year's Rootober stuff. You did a whole Michael Myers episode, I believe.
Slasher
episode. But I saw Halloween for the first time. With Bonnie and Bree and Tommy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Sean Seal of approval. It was fine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen more slasher movies and more horror movies since then, obviously. And I can respect where the movie took you as an audience member because of, you know, what it was doing. It was the first kind of movie of its caliber. However, I have seen movies since then, and I wasn't, like, scared, let's say, or none of the jump scares were really like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, no. It was, you know, I mean, it wasn't meant to be jump scares.
Sure.
It was, like, meant to be like, oh, wow, he just killed that person fucking brutally.
Right.
No, there weren't supposed to be jump scares.
No, I know that, but I mean, I'm trying to say, like, for people who've grown up, like, let's say on the sequel trilogy of Star Wars, for them to go back and watch A New Hope.
Okay.
They wouldn't get it the same way, but they could hopefully understand that that movie was the first of its kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The first to universe build to that extent, in that idea. And then, therefore, spawned 9 numbered theatrical films, plus spinoffs and cartoons and comics and this and that. But that's what I'm saying. The movies, the horror movies specifically, owe a lot to Halloween.
Absolutely.
However, movies nowadays, I feel, are a little more, I don't want to say exciting, but a little more, I don't know, a little more in your face. They're more modernized, a stupid thing to say. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
the nation knows what I'm trying to say.
But, like, being in your face isn't always a good thing.
No, I understand that, but maybe that's what you're looking for. And then maybe what Halloween did then was amazing, now might not hold up. To a certain extent.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a good movie. It's still a fine movie. It's not a bad movie, don't get me wrong. It's a fine movie that still does exactly what it does.
Mm-hmm.
With the history, though, it's a classic.
Absolutely.
Same thing with The Exorcist, except in my opinion, The Exorcist holds up a little more.
Okay.
Because of, maybe it's just a little more my style or something like that. I don't know. I'm kind of rambling.
No, I hear you. I understand what you're saying.
Sure. Okay, good. I'm glad one person does.
Sure.
Well, but movie-wise, that's pretty much all I've been doing.
Okay.
Yes. Any other Rootober hangover, Tommy, you've been doing?
No, Rootober hangover, okay. You know, jumped back onto a game that I was playing, so.
Nice. I finished up The Walking Dead. I did all the Telltale series.
Okay.
Played them all on the Switch. So, between seasons 3 and 4, or the new frontier to the final season of The Walking Dead, there was a bit of a revelation going over at Telltale. Telltale, the company, is around still to this day, but they definitely got restructured. They are, like, the same company in name only as of right now. But they really made themselves known with the Walking Dead franchise. They blew up completely, both in popularity and also it structurally.
Sure.
Because the games started kind of really falling apart at the seams at points. And it's kind of sad that when I got to The Walking Dead, the final season, which is the first time I've played this, I replayed all the seasons before this. And this is my, you know, I just want to do it for Rootober. The way that the final season plays so much better. The game itself runs smoothly, and it also gives you a lot more freedom than, like, the static camera angles or, like, you know, I mean, you saw me play any of these games, Tommy? So basically, what just happens is you're almost kind of given, like, a set.
I've played a little bit of Wolf Among Us.
Okay, yeah, perfect. You're given basically like a backdrop.
Yeah.
And then your character can walk around, interact with things, okay? The way the Walking Dead final season acts is you have a complete camera control. So you're basically, it's more of a modern game. And by modern, I mean just something that wasn't in the fucking 90s in the PC era.
Sure.
But, like, this is something that's, like, brings it back to life, I think. And you're able to interact with a lot of stuff. You're given a lot more control over combat, which is cool. Something that I guess kind of stuck in my craw a little bit was that because Telltale imploded and Skybound Entertainment, the publisher of The Walking Dead, or at least like the multimedia property of The Walking Dead, they scooped up and finished the game. So with that being said, I wasn't able to transfer my saves into the new season. That might just be a Switch issue because, like, the games never hit Switch until everything was all said and done.
Sure.
I don't know. They do give you, like, a brief little, like, story builder chapter where you can just kind of go through like the hits, the greatest hits of the past three seasons.
Sure.
To kind of bring up the main character Clementine, try to get it back to how you were portraying her in the previous games. So that stunk, but, I mean, I kind of forgot all about it because the game really handles very well. And I'm happy that they were able to complete Clementine's story or this story within the Walking Dead universe. And it made me think that, like, I've never played a game where they knew it was the last one. You know what I mean? Like, game series just kind of get dropped or something like that. Or games like, you know, like Zelda or Mario, they'll just keep on going forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
I've never played one where they knew that, yep, this is it, everybody. You're gonna get closure because that's it. Like, we might have got, like, at the end of Endgame.
Okay.
Especially at the end where it was, like, you saw the actors and they were signing off and they had, like, a little quick clip show of their characters they portrayed.
Yes.
You might have gotten something like that. I don't want to make it a spoiler, but the credit scene is, like, the artists, the coders, the programmers and whatnot, they sign the walls in the game.
Huh.
So you're walking through almost like a museum of the people who were able to
work on the game, bring it to life.
And hopefully the ones that came back from Telltale blowing itself up, that Skybound brought in. It's honestly, like, I don't want to say it's a feel-good story because, like, you know, you hear shit like that. Like, game companies close and then, like, that's it. But
usually if EA buys them.
Sure, yeah, exactly. But thankfully, I mean, Skybound was able to gather up as many more people who were invested into this tale, because they might have been doing it for years, to try to finish this story. And they were upfront and said, like, listen, we don't know what's going to come after this. Like, you know, there might not be a job for you after this.
Yeah.
But if you want to get in on this, we'll bring you on. Because they needed help setting their games development up.
Throw you some WCW money.
Yeah, right. And they needed, people won't close. Gamers won't closure.
Sure.
A lot of gamers are fucking idiots. All right, I hate to say it. Rude Nation, you're not amongst them. But, like, people are like, you know, they see the name, they're all ready to go. They don't understand the people behind it that are making these games are human beings as well. All right?
Yeah.
The people who are crunching right now to make Cyberpunk 2077, like, have been working nonstop, but because, I didn't get my game on time, I hate you, I'm gonna give you a bad Metacritic review. Like, you can jump off a fucking bridge, okay?
Sure, yeah.
That's all I gotta say about that. The Walking Dead final season is great. I still like the first one is fantastic.
Doesn't sound too great.
I had praise over it. You weren't listening to the words I was saying, were you?
I was, but
You were kind of coming in and out.
You, because you were kind of going off rails.
Can you stop screaming right now? We're having a debate right now. Okay, you're so crotchety. God,
you're just an oversensitive 30-year-old.
How am I oversensitive?
Just you're screaming right now.
I will cut you. And now you're inciting violence.
I will.
Now you're inciting violence, Tom. Tom, if
it's 2020, baby.
If I wanted to live in hell, I'd play Doom Eternal, and I played Doom Eternal also, because I played it on Election Day, and I was like, nice. What can I do to get me out of this living hellscape I'm in? Let me go into hell.
Uh-huh.
And I played Doom Eternal. It's on Game Pass on the Xbox One. It was good. I had a good time with the majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
Doom 2016 I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, I never played any of
it. It's so high-paced. It's like you got to run up with shotguns, blow these demons' face off, punch them to death, kill them with the chainsaw, blah, 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 blah. It's fucking... The soundtrack is fucking phenomenal.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking Duke Nukem. Sorry.
And the soundtrack's phenomenal. I think it's done by Mick Gordon. His metal. It's just so fucking... Excuse me, man. I'm getting hyped just talking about it.
No,
however, Doom Eternal... definitely tries to blow up that formula a little more.
Okay.
There's more traversal. There's like monkey bars and walls you can climb and shit like that. And in addition to like chainsaw, you have grenades and then you have a flamethrower that, you know, there's a lot going on. And a person like me, Rude Nation, sometimes I get confused a lot. You know what? I hate to say
no.
Tommy knows. I get confused a lot. And
you couldn't even get out of a goddamn room.
That was tough. Yeah. That was a tough moment in our lives. But Doom Eternal, I like the combat for the most part. Some of the they would bring in some enemies, these things called Marauders. Okay.
Like,
Marauders are these big motherfuckers.
Nope. Okay, never mind.
They're these big motherfuckers.
Not like Riptide or Arclight, Sabretooth. No one like that, right?
No one like that, no, Tom. Okay. They're fucking hell demons. Okay.
They aren't clones from Nathaniel Essex. Chris is going to drink until I Tom myself out.
Yep. Are you done?
Am I ever?
No, you're not. So I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to not let you finish.
It just gets worse now that I'm 40.
Exactly. The Marauders, they're these big motherfuckers that come up. They have a shield, and they have an axe, and they have a shotgun. And you're supposed to, as the game describes to you, you're supposed to kind of fight them at mid-range.
Okay.
You really have to telegraph what they're doing so you can attack them. If you're up too close, they'll hit you with the axe or a shotgun. If you're too far away, they'll start shooting lasers at you and having a ghost dog fight you. Like, it's fucking
crazy. How
are you
supposed to fight a ghost
You should keep shooting at it. It's classic Doom. Just keep shooting at it.
Does like the images go like a little like wavy so you know where the fuck you're shooting?
Well, okay, so see, yes. So when you want to have to fight the Marauder is when they're about to attack you mid-range. When you do that, then you can shoot them or whatever you got to do. Which is great one-on-one. Like, I think it's an interesting change of pace because it's just like, okay, cool. Like, slow down. Now you got to focus in like a laser beam on this guy. What sucks is that when they start throwing them in with all these other fucking monsters that try to jump you and... The game, the rule of the game is keep moving or you will die. And that is for sure. I played this game on easy because I just kept getting swarmed and it just wasn't fun. So I was like, I can't do this. And even there were two parts where you have where I diet too much. They give you this thing called Sentinel Armor, which is just basically beefier armor. Because it was just like, I applaud the game for trying to make it still fun, especially if you're hitting walls. But, like, it was just getting a little ridiculous. And when the game ended, I was like, thank God. You know, I'm like, I'm done. Like, Doom Eternal was fine. Was it fun? Not the last battle, because it was just a little too much. It was
sure.
Like, just stop. You know what? Sometimes you're getting hit and dying and shit, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't even know what's happening. You're trying to focus in on shooting this boss, and then, you know, a fucking brain on spider legs comes at you. It's fucking crazy. That classic Doom villain. But anyway, Doom Eternal, another game beat. 2020 game, actually, so that's a new game.
Woo! Look at you go!
Holy moly free holy. That's all I've been playing, game-wise.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tommy, you're gearing up for Survivor Series, right?
I am gearing up for Survivor Series. So I started. I was just like, man, I was having some trouble sleeping. I was like, alright, throw on some 80s WWF.
Okay.
You know, Survivor Series is weird. It's gone from, like, 4-on-4.
Sure.
To, like, you know, and that's the whole pay-per-view are, like, 4-on-4 teams.
Didn't even have the champion didn't, like, exactly. defend. Exactly. Yeah, the champion exactly. was part of the team. Yeah, exactly.
Then it went 5-on-5, and, like, you know. And then, I want to say mid-90s uh-huh. is when they started being like, all right, we're going to throw in this rando match.
Sure.
You know, I think, you know, we left off before we started recording on, Survivor Series 98. Oh, correct. Sorry, we're keeping you up.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, Survivor Series 98 is my first pay-per-view. One of my favorite pay-per-views. Yeah.
That was the pay-per-view that...
The Deadly Games tournament.
Yeah, started, you know, the Hangouts, but, you know, and then the Hangouts got bigger.
Sure.
So.
Not with me, because...
Well, the Hangouts started in high school for me, and then I incorporated... other people.
Okay. Cool. I wasn't part of that until, Jesus, had to have been like 2000.
I don't know. There was a Thanksgiving dinner involved, and I was drinking heavily.
That is true. Yeah, Survivor Series used to be the Thanksgiving Day
Yeah. And then it went to like the night before mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, and they would bring, if a face won at the end, they would bring Santa Claus out.
What?
Like, really? Santa Claus came out to celebrate with Bret Hart at the end of one.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I have not Santa seen really Claus, a lot of pay-per-views prior to 98 Survivor Series.
Got down and chilled with Lex Luger.
Oh, okay, cool. Because
he beat Yokozuna.
Sure.
Was it Yokozuna? I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and just, like, really, like, watched this. I was like, man, Owen Hart was a talent.
Sure, like, yeah. Gone too soon, man.
If I could make a trade, I would.
I'm surprised Owen wasn't in the Deadly Games tournament. You know what I mean? Like, what was Owen doing at this time?
He was just coming off... I think he was just coming off that, like, the Nugget.
Nation?
With Nation.
Right, okay.
And that was also before he hooked up with Jeff Jarrett. Yes. Where he was still coming out in, like, the caution tape.
Yeah.
And then...
The Blue Blazer.
We went to Blue Blazer.
Yep. And then that all happened. But, Deadly Games. God damn it. Deadly Games is a fantastic booked pay-per-view.
It is.
We got some time. You want to talk about it now?
Sure.
Because we got planned a Survivor Series Russell special.
Yes.
Because in addition to Survivor Series, it's also going to be the 30th anniversary and of The Undertaker.
That's the other thing. Like, I don't know why they made WrestleMania Taker's thing. Survivor Series should have been Taker's thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, WrestleMania, baby. Like, it's WrestleMania. Like, what
WrestleMania.
Better? Wow. No.
Dude, I'm sorry. All the other main pay-per-views, 100 times better than WrestleMania. SummerSlam, better. Survivor Series, far superior.
I mean, Survivor Series took a dip. I'll tell you that much.
Yes. But then it went up a little bit, and okay. Now it's dipped. Okay. You know,
so WrestleMania—it's got to be WrestleMania in name
WrestleMania
recognition.
WrestleMania is taking dips,
right? But WrestleMania in name recognition alone. All right. Well, we'll agree to disagree.
No, we're gonna agree to agree.
Then we're not, because we're just gonna be going around in circles. I'm not gonna fight a 40-year-old because you're crotchety. But anyway,
that's Chris's new thing, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's gonna get fucking old. Yeah, real fucking quick. Like,
my co-hosts. Bah, 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 bah. He's just staring at me right now. This is what I'm going to see before I die.
Yeah. And Nation, you'll get to hear it.
Deadly Games is a fantastic tournament. Yes. We were watching it a little bit of it. The preface is that there is a vacant WWF Championship at the time due to some shenanigans between Stone Cold, Kane, The Undertaker. So basically what Vince McMahon does is he sets up the 16-man tournament to determine who's going to be the new WWF champion. Some storylines to know is that Kane and The Undertaker are kind of still at each other's throats since forever, really. Maybe a couple team-ups here and there. But they faced off at WrestleMania 14. They faced off at Breakdown or some bullshit for the vacant championship. They both didn't win, again, due to Vince Russo just writing a fucking wacky-ass book known as the WWF Attitude Era. So they're at each other's throats. Vince McMahon hates Stone Cold Steve Austin. That shouldn't be a surprise. And he's trying to fuck him every chance he gets. not sexually, but professionally. He's trying to groom Mankind to become the new WWF champion. So there's a lot of shenanigans going on with, oh, is Mankind getting a fair shake? Or, I mean, he's getting way more than a fair shake. So it's unfair. And he also hates The Rock. And The Rock is the people's champion. And Vince McMahon hates the people. So obviously he has to hate the people's champion. So he's going to try to ruin his chance every time he gets. Long story short, The Rock wins the WWF championship.
Through aligns Shane himself, McMahon. Yep.
Well, doing the whole, echo of the '97 Survivor Series.
Yep.
And then there you go. And then The Rock is a bad guy, and it's great. It's great pay per view.
Oh yeah, no, Rock is bad guy is great.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm a big fan of the whole team stuff, like. Survivor Series 98 kind of threw me off because it was a tournament, because I watched it, you know, Survivor Series when I was a kid, It being like, hey, okay, wait, why aren't there teams?
Sure. That was my first Survivor Series, so then watching 99 have teams, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
You know what I mean? Plus, I didn't know about King of the Ring at the time, so when I saw that, I was super hyped. Excuse me.
Jesus. Yeah. I'm the old man.
I think Survivor Series turns itself into is kind of like a brand supremacy pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And I know probably people don't like that. I like it.
Yeah. No, probably like in the 2000s?
Well, definitely, yeah. Like 2000? I would say mid-2000s. When they really did the brand split and tried to stick with it.
Yeah.
Granted, it is stupid. It was like, all storylines just stop and, you know, SmackDown fights Raw. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That is kind of dumb. It's a little comic booky, but like, hey, DC fought Marvel, so yeah, there you go. But I dig the brand supremacy stuff, man. Champion versus champion, who's the better one?
Mm-hmm.
Which five guys can beat which five guys? I dig that, and I'm excited for the Survivor Series. I just like those matchups. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know they've been doing it. They've been doing matches like, oh, who's good?
Qualifiers and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like. Yeah, I mean, that's another new thing that they're doing, like, where it's, like, you know.
It's good because it's like they want to be like, oh, I want to fight for Raw or whatever.
Yeah,
because,
like, back in the day you had, like, Hulk Hogan's, like, guys that he, like, ran with. Uh-huh. It was, like, Hulk Hogan, Tugboat, and whatever fucking tag team you want to throw in there, too.
Sure.
You know, versus, like, a lot of Million Dollar Man shit.
Sure, and, like, yeah, of course, older, of course.
In older pay-per-views, so... But yeah, Survivor Series is just... It's just so much fun. You know, 1991, you had the gobbledygooker.
Would have had to have been,
90?
Because it had to have been 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 30 years for Taker, that was the same pay-per-view he debuted on. Yep. So, yeah, had to have been 90.
So ridiculous.
But there you go. We'll have a Wrestle special later this month. Mm-hmm. Survivor Series slanted plus Undertaker stuff. I don't know. We're still... it's in the works, Nation. Don't you worry.
Everything's in the works.
So we did have Trading the Backs planned.
Right.
But we're going to take a hiatus on that. We're going to try to regroup and kind of learn... try to get a little more time and read these books. Especially for me. I'm reading a 45-pound omnibus Fatal Attraction. And I guess to preface it, though, Fatal Attraction is, I guess, historically,
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest X-Men storylines. It's like the return of Magneto.
Yep.
Which I didn't realize he went away until, I was reading it. I'm like, oh, okay, got it. So, Tom, take me back, because this is your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
This came out, I'm guessing, after X-Men, the comic. X-Men 1, the Jim Lee, the best-selling comic of all time, whatever like that. That dealt with the quote-unquote death of Magneto, I'm guessing, Asteroid M crashing and shit like that. Okay, I did not know that. So it's coming back.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. And now, Tommy, I gave you a shitload of books.
Yes. So, I read Carnage USA, which was...
Right. One of the three Carnage books I've read for Rootober.
I was,
I gave him all three Carnage books.
I was a little disgusted.
Yeah, I mean, you need to have a disgusting Carnage tale. You got him.
Yeah.
He's Carnage, for Christ's sakes. Yeah. He's a fucking psychopath.
But I'm not going to go too much into it, because I'm going to finish the other two probably later today, as per recording.
I believe it, yeah. They're yeah. quick books. That's why I gave you a bunch of quick books, yeah. and you just gave me one big boffo book.
Absolutely. Boffo book.
Boffo book. But I gave you the Three Carnage books. Yes. I gave you the Venomverse saga. The Red Goblin. I gave you Venom Inc., which I didn't tell you about. Okay. It's basically just like the Venom symbiote gets sold off and some jabroni has it, huh. stuff like that. Yeah, no, it's interesting. It kind of does lead into the other Venom books, though, so you might want to check that out first.
Okay.
But I gave you the Red Goblin series, Symbiote Spider-Man Alien Reality. I gave you a shitload. I gave you Spider-Geddon.
Yeah.
Honestly, Tom...
Poison X I'm looking forward to.
Sure. If you want to give Spider-Geddon a pass for maybe next time, so I actually have something to give you, then maybe, maybe hold off on that. Because if you read that, that's all I got. That's it. I'm done. I gave you pretty much my whole catalog.
Sure.
But it should be pretty good. We were going to try to do a two-parter, but we just didn't have the time to squeeze in enough content for that. So it's a little bit of a light energy episode, a light breezy episode, a little Rudetober hangover.
Sure, yeah.
We'll call it here.
Yeah.
Nation, thank you for joining us. Wait, I'm sorry. And on that note. Nation, thank you for joining us. I use that to kind of help me with the timestamps.
Oh.
See? It's a little background, behind-the-scenes bullshit. Tom doesn't care. Tom comes in, clocks out.
Yep.
Boom. Oh, hey!
It's that close.
Yeah. So we are on the Twitters and Facebooks and Instagrams. All you got to do is search for RudeBoys469. I think Tommy crushed it over on the Instagram for all Rudetober. Sure. But I mean, you were pretty much pulling the trigger each and every day with the new Rudetober content. God.
Yeah, I should have been getting paid.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. We're also available on YouTube, where we have been doing our Rude Boys Reacts for the new season of The Mandalorian.
Yes.
So if you want to hit us up on that, for if you want to get in on that, you want to do some reacts, we'd love to hear from the nation.
Absolutely, we would.
Hit us up, slide into our DMs, you can hit us up on Gmail, rudeboys6969@gmail.com. And we'll figure something out, man. Like, you know, the more the merrier. So by all means, subscribe to that YouTube page. Just, give us a thumbs up, comment on stuff. You don't have to hit the bell. You don't have to do this. Like, you know, we just want to know if you're out there. That's it. Because we're just putting the content out there for you to enjoy, Nation. And, you know, just give us some feedback and we'll try to make something to your liking. But remember, this is our show. Speaking of our show, we're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. Yes. That's new.
Yeah.
TuneIn.
I'm enjoying the Spotify. It sounds... For some reason, it sounds better coming through.
Okay.
So
we're trying to get on Amazon Music. Actually, we might be on Amazon Music right now, which is like done through Audible, I believe, or something like that.
Interesting.
Do not quote me on that. I'm ignorant as fuck. And we're also trying to do Pandora, but they need a lot of fucking documents to look over.
Jesus Christ, fuck that.
Yeah, sorry, Pandora listeners. But our headquarters is over at the beautiful, lovely Podbean Network, and you can find that at rudeboys.podbean.com.
Flick that Survivor's Bean. I just couldn't even fucking... I'm sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to say? What?
If you want to hit me up...
I don't see you coming up with bean flicking.
That's your bit, though, guy.
Yeah,
your bit is flicking beans.
Huh?
Your bit is flicking beans.
Yeah, I understand that, guy. But you know what? I can't always be on for you.
That's all I got from you. Is to be on. Now you're telling me you can't do that? Gee.
Oh, man. Sorry, dude.
Cripes on Tuesday.
It's Rudetober hangover. I'm sorry.
All right. That's fair. If you want to hit me up on social networking platforms, such as Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Tesh Herms, TEH_SHERMS, Tommy.
If you want to reach me, you can get me at Tommy_Cash80, and that's Cash with a K.
Yep, that's on Twitter and Instagram.
You're always so proud when I get it right.
Yeah, because it's few and far between.
Wish
Tommy a belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy the Cash Bash that we put out. We're putting out the Nebulous. Who knows? And I have to say that's it.
That's it.
Next week, we will be back with Trading the Backs, Volume 3, Garen Goddamn Teed. If you have any thoughts on any of those Spider-Man books or X-Men books, let us know. And Nisha, we'll reach out to you, and you reach out to us, and we'll reach around, and
it's gonna
you
reach. Know, just
whisper in each other's ear.
Just take a handful and pull.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.